Silver Penny Stories. This audio has been published, recorded, and copyrighted by Two Ponds. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be copied or re-recorded without prior permission from the publisher. The Emperor's New Clothes by Diane Nam, illustrated by Ashley Mims. When you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. Once upon a time, there was a foolish emperor. He loved to wear fancy clothes. Even more than wearing fancy clothes, he loved showing them off to everyone in his kingdom. One day, two tricksters pretending to be tailors visited the emperor. They offered to sew a royal suit for him, made of the finest cloth.
"Your Highness," the tailors whispered loudly in the emperor's ear, "this cloth is so fine that it looks invisible to anyone who is foolish. A fool cannot see it."
"We will weave this fine cloth from gold thread and make a suit especially for you. There will be nothing like it in all the land," the tricksters promised the emperor. "Perfect," the emperor said. "I will have a new suit and a way to find out who the fools in my kingdom are." He paid the tricksters 2 bags of gold coins to begin. The 2 tricksters asked for a grand chamber and a loom to weave the cloth. They asked for delicate gold thread. The tricksters pretended to cut, loom, and sew for days. The emperor's servants tiptoed in with food, drink, and whatever the tricksters wanted, whenever they called for it. The emperor was very curious which of his subjects were secretly foolish. So he ordered his oldest and wisest advisor to check on the progress of the suit. "We have woven almost all the cloth we will need," the tricksters assured the emperor's advisor. "Do you see how it glitters in the light? This fabric is the finest we've ever made." The advisor saw nothing. "Am I foolish?" he asked himself. The advisor did not want the tricksters to know he saw nothing. He went back to report to the emperor. "Your Highness, the cloth is magnificent. Yours will surely be the most beautiful suit in the land," the advisor lied. Excited, the emperor commanded the tailors bring the cloth at once for him to see. The 2 tricksters pretended to carry a large, heavy roll of fabric. "Your Highness, the cloth is done. Now we must measure you for your suit," they said. The emperor saw nothing at all. "Am I foolish?" he worried.
He did not want the tricksters to think he saw nothing, so he, too, pretended the cloth was the most wonderful fabric he'd ever seen. The two tricksters measured the emperor from head to toe. They cut and clipped through the air with their scissors. They sewed busily with needles to make a suit of invisible cloth. They worked eagerly to complete all the finishing touches. "We are done!" exclaimed the tricksters. The emperor took off his old clothes. The tricksters draped the new suit on him and brought him to the mirror. "Do you like it?" they asked. The emperor turned bright red. He saw no suit at all. But he did not want to admit it. "Magnificent! The style is so elegant! The fabric is so light!" he lied. "You must show it off to the rest of your kingdom," the tricksters said. The emperor planned a grand parade through his kingdom to show off his new suit. All his subjects gathered in the main square. Everyone wanted to see the emperor's wonderful new clothes. Atop his royal carriage, the emperor rode proudly through the crowd. Everyone gazed at him in astonishment. The emperor was not wearing any clothes. "Am I a fool?" they each wondered. Nobody wanted to admit they saw nothing. They all believed everyone else could see the emperor's new clothes, so they all pretended as well. "Beautiful!" called one. "Wonderful suit!" proclaimed another. "What colors!" shouted a third. "Marvelous!" said the others. The emperor smiled proudly. The tricksters clapped their hands with glee. They twirled and danced around each other. The crowd's reaction was exactly what they wanted. But then a young boy pushed through the crowd. "The emperor has no clothes on!" he called out. The subjects stopped cheering, and for a moment the crowd was silent. Then his subjects started laughing. The emperor knew the boy was right, but he continued his parade anyway. He ignored the laughing and whispers from the crowd. He pretended that everyone else in his kingdom was a fool. But the tricksters knew the truth was discovered. They ran away quickly and were never heard from again.